Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Chagigo Daf Yud Gimel in the Hoiz Vahadur edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Halacha Beis. So in the middle of a Maisa over here, the chairman Shetach got a message that he needs to get rid of the witches that are living in the cave in Ashkelon. So Gemara now tells a story how chairman Shetach did it. Mi'adom and chairman Shetach b'yoyim sagrir, it was a rainy day. V'nosiv ime tumnim guvrim b'chirin. He brought 80 bachrim. He gave them 80 clothing. He put it into a new gder, a new bucket. And they put it on their heads, meaning they put the kli that had the beged, that had the clothing in it, on their heads so it won't get wet. This is not brought down here, but it's mentioned that the reason he did it this way is in order for the clothing to stay dry, and that would be a siman of kishuf. It looks like they're sorcerers because they're able to keep the clothing dry. Amalon it's a fierce chazman. When I'll make a noise one time, levashon levushaychon, put in your clothes. If it's a fearing zamnan tanyon, when I make the noise a second time, oilun kulcha kechad, come on once into the cave. When you come into the cave, each one of you, he should grab a witch and pick her out from the ground. The asik of this kishuf, of this sorcerer, once you pick him up from the ground, he can't do anything. Because the koyach of kishuf is only on the ground. Also, the kamle al taro de marato. So he went and stood on the entrance to the cave where the witches are. So he calls them out. He says, open for me, I'm one of you. How did you come here on this day in a rainy day? Meaning that he was dry. So how do you remain dry in a rainy day? I went between the drops. What do you want to do here? I want to learn from you, and I want to teach you what I know. Each one should come and show what he can do. It was called each one of the witches. One Amr Madi Amro Maisi Pito. One said something and brought bread. Chado Amr Madi Amro Maisi Kupod. And said what she said, and meat came. Amr Madi Amro, another one said what she said, who Maisi Devshilim, brought other dishes. Amr Madi Amro, another one said what she said, who Maisi Chamer, and wine came. Amr Ulay, they told him, Atma Ismach Ovad, what can you do? Amr Loin Is Beit Sofai, trade Sifrin, who Maisi Lechoin, Tamnin Govrin Bechirin. I'm going to come and make two beeps, two noises, and you will have 80 men coming, 80 bachim. They'll be with you and they'll make you happy. That's what you want. You want to have young men come here. So he made the first noise and they put on their clothes. He beeped a second time. All came in at once. I'm going to call the Mati Yachum Zugi. Each one should take one witch. So they picked them up and they took them and they hanged them. They killed the witches as was promised. That was the story. That was the story they mentioned that Shimon Shetach hanged the woman in Ashkelon. He hanged 80 at once. We have a din that you're not supposed to kill two at the same day because you have to basically has to have time to go and be mine in each one. You have to get rid of all the witches at once. So you have to do it. It was a special time they do it, even though usually you're not allowed to do that. So the Gemara brings based on that. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Shamati, Shoin Shim Shloika Halacha, Voin Shim Shloika Toyo. Sometimes with based in see that there's a need for it, they could punish even not based on Halacha, based on the Toyo. Hadechad, until what extent? Meaning, what is an example for it? Poser based Yorime, Ad Kedei Zimzum. Meaning, they could go and kill someone even without Edim, even without witnesses, just with a coil. Zimzum means a coil, that there's some kind of a rumor going around, they could kill someone because of that. You could kill someone based on Edim without warning. Usually you need Edim Vasra, but at least you need to have Edim. There was somebody who was going the way and he was riding a horse on Shabbos. V'hiviyu le-beis din v'skalu, and they brought to beis din, and they stoned him. V'aloi shuz ayos, it's only a din derabanan. L'shehoyso ashot tzichel again, people were mizalz and Shabbos, they had to do it. Shum ayse be'echot shiot tzadeh v'ishto imoy. Person went on the way with his wife, upone l'achoy ra'agoda, went behind the fence, v'aloso tzoch avimo, and he did tash v'shdir in the way. V'hiviyu le-beis din v'ilku, they brought him to beis din, gave him malchus. Some of aloi ishto ayos, he's allowed to do it, it's his wife. Was a bizoyan, and they had to give a message to people not to act in such a disgraceful way. Halacha Gimel Zog de Mishnah. B'cham roimim mivim shlomim vein soim chimaleim avaloi oilers. You bring to Beis Hamikdash, you bring shlomim. You don't do smicha, and you don't bring oilers at all. So b'cham roimim you can't do smicha in Yom Tov, but shlomim you need, so you can bring to Beis Hamikdash, and you'll do smicha the day before, as I was going to explain. But oilers that you don't need, you can't bring at all. Continues the mission that you give on a base. So we still I mean mevim shlamim ve'oilos esoyim chimalem. You can bring shlamim, you can bring oilos, and you can do smicha. So k'timo b'chamo I mean huchva smicha shloi kedarko. Meaning you can do smicha a day earlier. Smicha is supposed to be next to shchita, but you can do smicha one day before. So we still I mean lo yutra smicha shloi kedarko. You can't do smicha in the wrong way. Ezu smicha shloi kedarko. The one explains me tomorrow the day before. Omav zeira kolam amoydi be'oshem mitzayro she'somal chalav met or lo yotzo. Oshem mitzayro needs to come when the Mitzayir becomes tar. So on the eighth day, that's the day of Tahara, after he goes to the mikvah on the seventh day. On the eighth day, he brings an Asham. He did smicha the day before, he's not Yatzah. Why? Because he was not right to bring the carpet. Shalmin edovah shesomach lemet, well, Yatzah. If you do shlomin, you did smicha the day before, you are Yatzah, even according to Bisila. Meaning, the Rishalmi holds that teichiv l'smicha shchito is maybe a mitzvah, but it's not me'akev. So you can do smicha one day before. Question is, what about Shlomi Chagiko? The same Shlomi Nedovo, the Shlomi Nedovo, you could do smicha the day before. So the Shlomi of Chagiko, you could do the day before. They say, no, it's not right the day before. The day before is not Yom Tov. So I can't do it the day before. So therefore, it's like Osh Mitzoyo, that it's not right to bring the day before. Meaning, when I say that you're not allowed to bring Osh Mitzoyo, you can't do smicha the day before, that was his manner when he brought the korban in the right time on the eighth day. But he brings mano, but if he's bringing one day late, naso keshalme, the Gus of Chaim is keshalme nedovo. I mean, the same way, if it's already a day that he could bring the korban, just he's pushing it off, so then doing a smicha the day before is fine. So if he's bringing the korban the ninth day, he could do smicha on the eighth day. So the Gemara now goes into the debate between Bichan and Beis Hillel. So Amru Beis Hillel Bichan. Days you can now bring shlomim. You can still bring korbanos legavoya. On Yom Tov they can bring for edrit. Of course they can bring for gavoya for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Amul lebichama ve'nedor v'nedovis yuchichu shemutar leedrit v'asim legavoya. So nedor v'nedovis you can bring for edrit, not for gavoya. Meaning nedorim, if a person has a nether to bring an oilo, that be still agree that you cannot bring it on Yom Tov. So the same in the Darim, you cannot bring oilers that you can't eat. So the same thing over here, we talk about oilers re'iyo, you can't bring it. Yom Tov. Amul b'sila loy ma'atem in the Darim in the Davos shein zmanon kavua. In the Darim in the Davos, I don't have a specific day I can bring it, so don't bring it on Yom Tov. You can bring it a different day. Toyu b'chagigo shezmanon kavua chagigo needs to come on the mayit. So because it belongs to Yom Tov, so therefore you can bring it on Yom Tov. Now Reb Chaim asks over here, chagigo, b'chame agree you can bring chagigo on Yom Tov. So he brings a beer in the name of the Charedim, that it means the smicho. Referring you to the smicho, the discussion is, can you do smicho if it's not zmana in a kavua? But there's a gear, so the shooting is chos on the side over here that says, toyma boilus re'iyo, shazmana kavua, going back to oilus re'iyo. Only b'chame chagigo, intzmana kavua. Why are you saying it's zmana kavua? Yes, it belongs to the mayit, but you don't have to do it in Yom Tov, you can do it in cholamayit. So what are you bringing your right from there? Because I know you could bring a chol ha-moyed, but if you missed it out on chol ha-moyed, you can't bring it after the moyed. So it belongs to the moyed, so therefore it belongs to Yom Tov as well, and it has a zman kavua. You can only do something which is edible. Only yachel chol nefesh. For you, you could do only something which you could eat. But for the Gavaya, you could do something even if you don't eat it. He brings the discussion a different way. When your oven is closed on Shabbos, you have the oven of Hashem open. Of course, the oven of Hakadosh Baruch Hu will be open. דבר אחר, another נקודה, אינו בדין שיש שולחון חמולה ושולחון רב כל ריקום. It's not nice, not proper, that you can have food on your table and you won't bring everything to anything to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Yosef bar Abayin, Rabbi Shimon bar Lakish have over come sidro. He went behind the Bismedrish, for Shama Kolion, he heard the kids, Kari Adim Pesuk, reading the following Pesuk. For his Bechul HaShem Zvochim, for Yalu Oilos LaHashem, LeMucharos HaYom Ahu. So this Pesuk is referring to the day that David HaMelech passed away. And the full Pesuk is, his Bechul HaShem Zvochim, for Yalu Oilos LaHashem, LeMucharos HaYom Ahu, Poim Elef Eilim Elek Fosim Elef. So the question is, the Lemocharas, does that go to the beginning of the Pasuk, where it says, Vayelu Oilus Lashem? Or it goes to the end of the Pasuk, where it says, Parim Elef Eilim Elef Fosim Elef. Now we're going to use here the Girsa, Reb Chaim says, the Nir Eloi, that's the correct Girsa. That's the Girsa we're going to use over here. Omar, Mandem Mavsikli, the one who makes a comma in the middle of the Pasuk, Ki Beis Hillel. Mandem Kore Kulei Ki Beis Shammai. Meaning, according to Beis Hillel, so you read it, V'izbuchu LaHashem Zvochim V'yalu Oilus LaHashem Kamo. Because they did on Yom Tev, Zvochim and Oilus. Lemachor Sayon, the next day, Ahu, Poim, Elef, Eilim, Elef, Fosim, they did more the next day. But that day, they're able to do Shlomim and Oilus. But if you don't do a Kamo, so the whole Lemachoras goes on the entire Pasuk. V'izbuchu LaHashem Zvochim V'yalu Oilus LaHashem Lemachoras. Everything happened the next day. And also, they did Poim, Elef, Eilim, Elef, Fosim, Elef. So he says, the one who does the break is according to Beis Hillel, he can bring Shlomim and Oilos on Yom Tov. And the one who does not do the break, he's going like Beis Shammai, and everything was done the next day. So the one, oh, I understand why Oilos you do the next day, because you can't do it on Yom Tov according to Beis Shammai. Shlomim lamochah sayoyim, and Shlomim boim ke Beis Shammai. But according to Beis Shammai, you could do Shlomim that day. So why don't I do Shlomim on that day? Why is that done lamochahs? Says the one that if you dial them without a tap, Omar if you see Bera Boyin, David Mes Batzeres, but you call Yisrael Oininim v'kriv l'mocher. That day David HaMelech was Nifter. And Mimela Am Yisrael were Oininim because he was the king, so everybody becomes Oinin and is Oisik in the mace. So they could not bring any Karbanas that day. That's why they brought Karbanas the next day. And according to this, it could be that Beis Hillel will agree that the Mocharas goes on the next day because really you could not bring any Karbanas on Yom Tev because not because of Yom Tev, but because Am Yisrael were Oininim. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Chagiga, Daf Yud Gimel.